Another great show brought to you through the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life. And today you can tap into the source in which to live a wonderful new lifestyle of wealth and abundance that affects all areas of your life. Join Dr. Anne as she enriches us with her holistic wisdom on the Joy of Wealthy Living radio program. And here's Dr. Anne.
Hi, this is Dr. Anne, and welcome to the Joy of Wealthy Living radio program on the Law of Attraction radio network. The Joy of Wealthy Living is a radio program that looks at what it means to be living wealthy and from a holistic approach. A holistic approach includes using the law of attraction in all areas of one's life, which includes your career, relationships, and your life, recreation or having fun, health and wellness, abundance and finances, and spirituality. The Joy of Wealthy Living will ignite the flames of change in your consciousness to live a true wealthy life. There is a quote by Ralph Merkle, and he says, "We are looking at a future where, to a first approximation, everyone is wealthy." So if you don't believe that you're wealthy, start believing it right now, because you were born with this wealth within yourself. And now is the time to ignite the flame and live from a wealthy consciousness. Now, if you would just take a deep breath and close your eyes, I just want to start today with saying just a few words to my higher power, my God, and saying there is only one creator that is in this universe and creates all wealth, all power, all abundance. And we are joined with this power, with this abundance, and with this richness that we find in the universe. I, Anne Williamson, speak my word, knowing that today and every day that I live, it is full of wealth. Wealth in my finances, wealth because I am healthy, wealth in my relationships because there is love, and joy. Oh my, what more can I say, but all things do work together according to those who are with his riches, and that is God. And everything is moving according to the divine plan, the sublime plan. And yes, it is my plan, because the Creator has put it there for me to follow. With that, I know that now everything is working out for its highest and best good. I release these words into the universe knowing that it is true, and so it is. Amen. A little bit about myself. I am a minister. I am an interfaith minister. I am an inspirational speaker, an empowerment coach, and educator, and joyologist. All of those things. I know. I have like seven heads with one body. Can you imagine if you see somebody walking down the street with seven heads with one body? It is me. All right? And what do I love to do? I love music. I love to talk. And I love helping people, assisting people so that they can lead a much richer life. And this is what living the joy of wealthy living is all about. Living a more joyful, living a more rich, filled life. I have written some books, and I have a new book that's coming out within the next few weeks, and it's called The Master of The Art of Success, The Mastering of the Art of Success. And in that book, it is a collaborative effort with at least 12 people, and two or three of the people, they're well-known, except for me. I mean, I'm well-known, you know that. But the three other people, Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield, and Les Brown, contributed to this particular edition. And there will be more information about that if you will go to my website. And my website is www.myjoyenterprise.com.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at loaradionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being.
And with that, I will talk more about that later on. But I do have a guest. I have a guest today, and my guest today is Dr. Leike. And I was on Dr. Leike's program about a month ago, and he is from Canada. Oh, my gosh. All the way from Canada. Well, you know, our distances and miles are not that long any longer because of the internet, as you can see. He is a minister, and he has an extensive background. And let me just read you some of the things that he is very versed in, I should say. He is a clinical hypotherapist. He says, among other things, and he works with emotional and mental well-being of the individuals. He is also a graphic designer. He has lived in Montreal, Toronto, Winnipeg, and he has done copyright writing, and he's a journalist. He now lives in Vancouver, where he is doing his clinical hypotherapy practice there. He has attended the Robert Shields College in England, and plus he has a doctorate of divinity from the University of Metaphysics and a PhD from the University of Sedona. Wow, that's wonderful. That's what we have in common, because I graduated from the University of Metaphysics with a PhD as well. Leading on his career in New Thought Metaphysics, including authoring three books, Magic Happens, Journey of the Mind, Journey of the Soul, and his latest book, which he will be speaking about today, is called Science of the Soul. So, Dr. Leike, are you there? Hello? Dr. Leike, are you there?
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I thought I had lost you.
Oh, no, you can't lose me that easily. I'm so thankful and honored that you've chosen me for your inaugural show. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I am so blessed and pleased that you said yes.
Oh, I don't think there was a choice. It's kindred spirits. We're all online, if you will, if you'll pardon the pun, with the common objective of really helping others to help themselves and to share in the joy of this life.
I know. Well, Dr. Leike, let me tell you something. We have quite a bit of time that we can have a wonderful conversation about wealthy living and how that connects with what you do in your life and your profession and how you help people to live a very wealthy life. Is that okay with you?
Yes, I'm excited about this because many people when they hear the word wealth or wealthy, they assume right away, oh, it's financial, it's you know, things pertaining to financial gain and objects and all this, and not that it isn't, but really the, as you know, because we've spoken about this before on my show,
yes.
prosperity and abundance, wholeness, wellness, that feeling of joy, that knowing that all is well, whether it perhaps momentarily doesn't appear well, maybe things don't seem quite right, but behind it all, what's birthing it all, is the greatest power that is, which is source, higher intelligence, wisdom, creativity, whatever word you have for God. I feel very comfortable with the word God, but I also love saying mother, father, God, spirit, etc. It's that power, which is love, which is joy, always present, omnipresent, omniscient. It's behind everything. It's in front of everything. So how can we go wrong? How can we fail? There is no such a thing, because anything and everything is made of this stuff, which is God, stuff with a capital S, really. And so when we key into this, when we're in that divine flow, if you will, I call this this whole thing beside New Thought Metaphysics, the science of the soul, for lack of a better term, because really we get in the flow, in the oneness of God, of Source. And the interesting thing, this might be semantics, but as I was writing one of my recent daily meditational moments, which hopefully people listen to on Facebook and on my own website.
I'm sorry to break in like that, yeah. But you can give our listening audience, you know, where they can find your meditations and things like that.
Absolutely. Well, you can find pretty much everything at www.michaellikey.com, MichaellLikey.com, MichaellLikey.com. And that's sort of the easiest way you can get a hold of my blog talk radio show there, the Daily Meditational Moments, which are really designed to help everyone cue into Source, cue into the everything, the one. And once you do that, once you sort of cue in, and our main tools, the ones that I teach and I found most effective over more than 30 years, is what Dr. Masters calls mystical meditation or higher consciousness meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's meditating for the express purpose of oneness, be it consciously or not, with the divine, with Source, coupled with what I call, and what Ernest Holmes, who wrote Signs of the Mind, he referred to affirmative prayer, and I still do as well, a scientific prayer, and the two together, my goodness, they are the miracle.
Yes. They are the miracle. So you mentioned a term, and I know what it is, but some of our listening audience may not know what metaphysics is. What is metaphysics?
Oh, that's very interesting, because
you
might have seen that discussion on the Facebook page. There's an International Metaphysical Ministry Facebook page for either current students or graduates, and somebody was writing in, or somebody was posting something about, well, what other term should we use? Because a lot of people don't necessarily know or are not familiar with the word metaphysics, which is essentially something above or greater than just the physical or physics. It's originally, I believe, a Greek term, but I like to substitute sometimes the word spiritual or spirituality. So I do metaphysical treatments. I do metaphysical healings, if you will. It's not really I. Of course, it's Source working through me and with the cooperation of the patient or the client. But spiritual treatments, spiritual healings. And it sort of goes not, I don't want to say beyond or above. It's not about religion. It's about God. So metaphysics really can encompass things like, for example, divinatory practices. Under that, you can also include yoga, meditation, anything that is self-help.
Yes.
I know Deepak Chopra uses, rather than the words self-help, personal growth, which more and more I'm beginning to like as well, but more people know or think they're familiar with the term self-help. So anything that's kind of beyond the physical, not necessarily involving the physical, but it can be under metaphysics, things like occult practices, which used to be called occult practices, like astrology and that sort of thing, is also metaphysics. But truth be told, when it's about God, when it's about either the search for God or the conscious or unconscious oneness with God, I like to kind of group that in with metaphysics, mysticism versus psychism, which hopefully we're going to speak about in a couple of minutes. And really it encompasses the non-physical and practices thereof, which eventually result in physical results. Wow, that's a mouthful, isn't it? I think I need a glass of water now.
Well, take a little gulp, because I just want to say this, is that you mentioned the oneness of God. And if we are at tone or at one with God, then how our lives will be elevated, or I would say, if we were looking at this from, say, the law of attraction or something, when we are at one with God, then the law is always working to our highest and best good. And if we really truly believed in the law, and if we really believe in God, these things do occur in our lives. Meaning that we will see, for some people, back to what you said, personal growth and personal improvement in our lives. And we will tend to attract all the good into our lives.
Absolutely.
Do you agree with that?
Life is good. Life itself is good, isn't it?
Life is good.
It's amazing. It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. It's good. And we can say life is good and God is good all the time.
You betcha. You betcha.
All
and
the
that's,
time.
That's just actually the whole key. I don't mean to simplify things, but sometimes it is just as simple as lightening up, being happy, being grateful and appreciative. That's a good start, is getting into the energy of gratitude and or appreciation. Appreciation resonating a little bit higher than gratitude because there's no connection to the past. But gratitude and appreciation, wow, once we enter into that, we're already at the gateway to oneness with Source. But here's a bit of an irony that I always love bringing up. We're one with God anyway. Because God is inside of us, outside of us, around us, always working in and through us and creating, using our bodies to create and hopefully making wonderful things and whatnot for the highest purpose. But sometimes we're not always aware of that. Sometimes, you know, we have our biorhythms that are up and down, and some days we don't feel so great. And that's where stopping, taking what I call the sacred breath in and releasing, kind of it begins to oxygenate the brain, the blood, the mind, the heart, the soul, and it's almost as if we're starting anew again, even with that, even if you don't sit in quiet contemplation for 10, 20, or 45 minutes a day for conscious oneness with the divine. Just stopping and going, hey, look at this. I've got my limbs. I can see. I've got my senses. Wow, right there, that's a miracle. I'm so grateful for that. Look at the flowers growing over there. That's just beautiful. And many times, I just shared this story actually in a live presentation I did a little bit earlier in the week, I think it was. I don't remember. It might have been last week. There's just so much going on right now I'm very excited about. But I did a presentation and was sharing a story about subjectivity, which is, I didn't refer to it as that, but it's a great Buddhist thing. So in other words, what might appear to one person as, oh, a tragedy, it's awful, might seem like a blessing to another person. Well, if we can kind of shift our thoughts and kind of look at everything as, well, it's just perfection working its way through. And sometimes there's knots, sometimes there's waves that throw us about, but then everything comes back to peace again. And within mm-hmm. that peace mm-hmm. and within the tumultuousness is God anyway. So there's some intelligent force, which we love to call God or the power or highest intelligence, wisdom, anyway at play and at work. And then, of course, you have people saying or asking me, probably asking you, well, why am I poor? Why is that person starving or suffering, etc.?
Yes.
And it's not... Yeah. Because they're sinning, it's not because they've done necessarily anything bad. Karma is often bandied about in New Age in a misinterpretation. Karma is merely the law, one of the 33, there's probably more. In my book,
yes.
I've channeled 33 spiritual laws, one of them being the magnetic law of attraction. But
mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
law of cause and effect. It's just like physics. Whatever you put out comes back. So in a previous lifetime, let's say your soul, before coming into that lifetime, chose to have the experience that might to other people seem tragic or negative, but they go through that experience in the physical body, are wiser for it, and next lifetime choose other experiences. So if we're having a life or someone else is having a life that doesn't necessarily on the surface seem so positive, there's many
mm-hmm.
reasons for that. It was in many cases chosen. In many
mm-hmm.
cases, probably more cases, I should say, because I guide a lot of people through in my clinical hypnotherapy practice, past lives and life between lives. Well, people talk about why they chose certain things because they experienced certain things in previous lifetimes. Well, let's say they had a couple of really exciting, positive lifetimes. They want to know what it's like to starve in this lifetime. They want to know what it's like to die early. It sounds awful, but those are conscious choices merely for the experience so that they can be more evolved souls and help people even more. So there's back of everything so many reasons why there could be apparent tragedy, and this is why it's almost as simple as this, it's easier said than done, to see the silver lining, almost a Pollyanna-ish attitude. It's like when I was doing that lecture the other week, there was a gal who was only seeing life a certain way, and not in such a positive way, and she... I guess we could say because of the law of cause and effect, the law of magnetic attraction, the law as well of release and receive, that whatever you put out comes back. She's unhappy.
Yes.
Unhappy people come to her. Unhappy circumstances seem to come to her. All she needs to do in that case is to kind of start to count her blessings, to stop and to meditate, to do some scientific prayer, which if you want a little bit later we can go through some of the...
I would love for you to do that, yes.
No, it's a process.
I just want to touch upon two of the things that you just mentioned. Going back to the first thing, the sacred breath. I like that term, sacred breath. Could you explain a little bit more about the sacred breath and why should we be breathing sacredly, or is that us, or just tell us about it.
Well, really, it's everything is sacred. When we take a breath, when we're eating, when we're having a meal, when we're making love, when we're watching TV, whatever, hopefully we're not watching too much TV, but whatever act we're doing, even getting dressed in the morning,
yes.
That's a sacred act. It can be a sacred act if we see the reverence in it and the sacredness in it. But the concept of the sacred breath is thousands and thousands of years old, and many link it, as I do, to God, to Source, to the power.
Yes.
In some Buddhist traditions, in one of the 16 centering techniques, no, sorry, it's 116 centering techniques, they
mm-hmm.
say, in the in-breath, at the point of the in-breath and the out-breath, and then the out-breath and the in-breath again, God, Source, that's where it lies. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, also from a black and white perspective, breath, ki in Japanese, chi in Chinese, prana in
mm-hmm.
Sanskrit language, it is God. It is God itself. And there's so many different words as well beside that that one uses sometimes to meditate. So we're calling upon the greatest force, which is within us and outside of us anyway, and we're just becoming a little bit more conscious of it, because it's naturally this force, which is God, is allows
yes.
our lungs to billow in and out, the involuntary movements of the breath of the lungs, of our heart. Something intelligent behind this miracle of our physical body temple is at work. It created us, it created the universe and the stars. Everything is working and functioning in perfect harmonious design. So the sacred breath, when we key into that and we take draw in the sacred breath in, we're just consciously doing this. We're oxygenating our blood, our brain, and there's a bit of a transformation that almost immediately results. I'm not encouraging people to just do that and not necessarily sit in quiet contemplation for 10 or 20 minutes or 30 minutes a day, but it sure is a really awesome way to relieve stress. And as you know, in the practice of yoga and the practice of Tai Chi or Qigong or even Gong Fu or Kung Fu as it's known, the breath is everything. Being aware of the breath, following the breath. It may be a little bit too presumptuous to refer to the breath as God itself, but it's sort of a physical way for us to identify life. It is life-giving. It is oxygen. It is all of that. So you see, I go on, don't I?
I know you do, but in relationship, let's connect it to wealthy living.
Yeah.
How can we use the sacred breath in order for us to live a wealthier life? And remember, going back to what you said at the very beginning of the program, wealth does not necessarily have to be connected with how much money you have in your bank account. But it is the whole nine yards of everything that makes you who you are. So how does the sacred breath relate to wealthy living?
Well, as you're well aware, Dr. Ann, we can apply it to meditation. And wealthy living, the knowing, the feeling, the living, the belief, the hope, the faith, the conviction that we already are living an abundant, prosperous life, regardless of what our environment or other people might indicate to us, because that's really all temporary, physical, illusionary stuff that even now we're sort of creating through our human mind, or we're choosing to see.
Yes.
Using the sacred breath as part of the meditation process, it's a great way, and also as a clinical hypnotherapist, when I teach people self-hypnosis, sometimes people enjoy the term self-hypnosis as opposed to meditation. Others like the term meditation as opposed to self-hypnosis, but it's really the same brainwave states. So it's a means and an end to sort of calm you. So you sort of sit, preferably with your back straight, because there are twin energies that are known as the Kundalini energies, male and female energies, that apparently start at the base of the spine. So sitting with your back straight in a chair, for example, and allowing your spine to be straight to allow these energies to flow up your spine is really the origin, as you're following your breath, of true meditation practice and the whole chakra system, or the energy centers, great energy centers of our body, but that's a whole other thing we can get into. So we sit, and with our eyes gently shut, merely focusing in upon the brow or third eye region, it's been clinically proven, doctors say this, other scientists, etc., by focusing up and back, preferably with your eyes gently shut, will, after about a minute, induce an altered state, either a self-hypnotic state or a light meditative state. And there's beta, and there's delta, and there's theta, and there's all these different brainwave states that they've measured, but we'll just refer to the light meditative state, for example. So just sitting and focusing and almost counting your breath. I like, when I'm teaching people how to meditate, I like having them on the in-breath, mentally count one, on the out-breath, two, in one, out two. And it's a real easy way to focus your attention up into your brow or third eye region, which also has mystical implications, but we'll speak a bit clinically now. that alone will get you into meditative state, but also focusing your attention on the breath, on the sacred breath, technically and clinically will cause you to shut out your problems of the day or the things that you're worried about that you have to do. But it's perfectly normal as well when you first start meditating to have your human mind take over and start to go, oh, I think I have to do the laundry now. Or, did I leave the car running? Did I leave the water running in the bird bath? What's going on?
Yes.
And you take the breath again and you just continue. It doesn't mean you're out of the zone. Some people call it being in the zone. I kind of like that as well. Following your breath, either up and down, or in and out, or one, two. Some people have other techniques, but I find if you're new at meditating, don't get frustrated. So many people go, oh, I can't meditate. They kind of throw up their arms, and that's not true. Everybody can when you're driving your car. Hopefully, you're paying attention to the road, but you certainly have that effect where you're driving somewhere, and all of a sudden you've kind of forgotten where you're going or you've passed by your destination. It's like you got into a self-hypnotic or light meditative state. That's all. But why is it crucial? What occurs during that time? We don't necessarily have to be consciously aware of what's going on when we're in that state. It's just enough to do that. At first, for a minute or two, 5 minutes, you sort of build it up. 10 to 20 minutes is a good, healthy time because it gives your body, your mind, and your soul a time to replenish. It's almost like when you go to sleep, all your cells are rejuvenating again, and everything is becoming refreshed and renewed. Same thing with meditation, but it's a bit accelerated. So they used to say, whoever they are, 20 to 40 minutes of meditation is like several hours of sleep. So just meditating alone from a physiological advantage or vantage point has mind, body, and soul benefits. So even if you just leave it at that, wow, you're unconsciously making contact with your highest self. You might not right away have experiences. The longer you do it, I've been meditating since I was about 18. I'm 50, almost 56 now. But
that is a long time. I said, that's a long time.
It is a long time, and I can't imagine life without it. It just enhances one's life. When life is crazy, when you feel like you're being spun around, it's kind of akin to a hurricane, meditation puts you right in the center, in the calm, peaceful zone, peace be still, right in the center when you're breathing, when you're sitting, and you're taking a moment. It's like nothing else really matters anymore. It's very similar to when you're walking through nature or by water.
Mm-hmm.
It's like nothing really matters. You're back in the zone. You're back in the perspective of what is important and what is real. And that is our life. That is our most sacred gift. And then once we become aware again how important our life is, everything changes. So we need that constant reminder, our human mind does.
Absolutely. So I know you talked about the scientific research on meditation and some of the benefits that you can get from meditating. Can you walk us through a meditation right now?
I could do that as well, and I just want to give you an aside to that. More and more research is being done scientifically. There's no doubt now. The scientific community acknowledges that at the very least, the body relaxes, the mind relaxes during meditation. They've proven that already physiologically. Mystically, they won't even go there. That's fine. That's our job. We work with spirit. That's where we come in, and hopefully you and I will elaborate on that a little bit later. And then it's been proven as well most recently that a certain part of the brain, I believe it's the front part of the brain, for lack of a better term, becomes active during meditation. Mm-hmm. And that part of the brain is responsible for our acknowledging, our knowing, our recognizing physically where we are. And that activation kind of cuts that out. So we go into the no-thingness that is referred to spiritually, or the zone of nothingness, if you will, which allows the everything or source or God to be a little bit more obvious as light or music, etc. So I just wanted to mention that now they've, with scientific and clinical study, they recognize certain parts of the brain become activated. It's like, oh, good, they're coming even closer to this. So, yes, I will do this. Would you like me to do it more as a self-hypnotic thing or sort of what our listeners probably hear me do during the daily meditational moments, or
well, they're not going to. If you did the self hypnotic, they won't go off and fly off like a chicken. Or
I love it, and hopefully they're not driving and listening
people.
To this. I love it. I promise them that they won't. And I love that myth. You know, so many people think that, right? And I joke the same way about that sort of thing. No, and you'll be able to wake up anytime you want. And, you know, when we're in a slightly hypnotic state, we'll never do anything that we wouldn't do when we're in a wake state. So really, you know, some people, I have to calm them a little bit if they come to me for stop smoking or weight loss, the more clinical aspect of this whole thing. You know, they worry about that, and I have to mention to them, yeah, you guys out there, you don't have to worry. You're going to have all your limbs when you come back. You know, everything is
cool.
So let's
All right. Well, let's do something about the self-hypnotic state or self-hypnosis. And if you could just and like you said, they come for all kinds of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that you have a client that is coming to you, and let's say that it may be some of the people who are listening because they tuned in because they love the title The Joy of Wealthy Living. So they think that they need a little bit more of abundance or prosperity into their lives. They need something to activate, something that will manifest these wonderful, glorious things, more of these glorious things in their lives, make sure that the currents are flowing to them ever so much.
Beautiful. And I love that. I love that expression. Sure, let's go for that. And what I'll do is I'll combine, which I usually do anyway, getting you into the zone initially, and then working in the scientific or affirmative prayer part of it. And what we've just been doing right now, you and I, is sort of setting the intention of prosperity and abundance and bringing that a little bit more into our life. And thank you for guiding us more into that. So that's what we'll do. And if you want, afterwards, we can break down a little bit of the parts of it, so that people understand how they can kind of run with that, too. So I'm going to ask that you and Dr. Anne, it's so neat to be on your show and to be doing this, and all of you out there that are listening.
Yes, thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. Everybody sort of sit with your back straight, and either your feet planted firmly on the ground or your ankles crossed. Just anything that makes you feel good. If you feel better with your ankles crossed, do that. If you want to sit in lotus or full lotus position, whichever feels comfortable. The divine flow is always working through us anyway. Gently closing our eyes, let's focus in upon the brow or third eye region. Not everybody, if they're not used to that, they sometimes feel a little bit uncomfortable. Don't strain. Never strain with yoga or tai chi or meditation of any kind. It's enough to close your eyes and sort of focus in upon the inside of your lids if you want, as long as you find a focal point.
Mm-hmm.
Now start to become aware of your breath. Or your heartbeat. Some people can really hear their heartbeat and follow that. And most, though, are more aware of their breath. Don't force the breath. I get a lot of people starting to hyperventilate at this point in the breathing. It's like, no, there's a natural flow, a natural rhythm. And then you become aware of the movement in and out or up and down. And even just doing that begins a calming effect, as if a wave from the ocean overtakes us from the very top of our head, still focusing on our breath, down the length of our bodies, to the soles of our feet, wrapped in a cocoon of pure light and love and joy, which originated from the very center of our own mind, our soul, our spirit, and our body. The breath, the heartbeat, the light now becomes apparent perhaps in our upper body region, our torso, our hands and fingers, our feet and toes, our entire physical body lit up, filled with pure source light. And this light can be any color at all. It can be pink, white, gold, yellow, whichever you know to be love, peace, comfort, security. This light fills our upper torso, our entire body, extending now beyond our physical body, still focusing on our breath. Our breathing becomes even more calm and more relaxed as we see this amazing light emanating to the left of us and to the right of us, before us, behind us, out through the top of our head and down and out through the soles of our feet, ad infinitum, comfortable, secure, loved, and at peace, beginning to feel a peace, a love, a joy, harmony, higher intelligence, wisdom, and creativity that we are. And as this light comforts us, massages us, reassures us, we begin a journey of healing that begins from the very center of our perfect unconscious mind, the God mind, extending up through the various unconscious levels of our mind where formerly existed darkened thoughts, darkened negative thought patterns, now transforming and transmuting this light of purity and perfection, transforming thoughts, ideas, beliefs to gratitude and abundance, prosperity, joy, optimism, self-love, strong self-esteem, love for others. And this is extending now through the conscious level of our mind and beyond so that other people may begin to feel this joyous prosperity and abundance and well-being. Because our mind now on some level is healing and healed and being maintained, so too now our physical body, beginning a physiological correlation, all of our organs lit up, all of our cells, our tissues, our nerves, our entire chemistry and physiology now, retransfiguring, transforming, open to the divine flow of perfection, wholeness, wellness, prosperity and abundance, joy and gratitude, and so that now our physical body temple is functioning the way the original divine designer had intended. And we are so grateful for this. We know this. We feel this to our core. Our soul now reflecting the wellness of our mind and our body, refreshed, shining bright like a beacon through the fog and mist created by others. Life is good. We are so grateful. And in this light, in this upper room of consciousness in which we are sitting, dwelling, reveling in, we affirm and we declare, nay, we proclaim that even now, prosperity, abundance, well-being is, for at the center of it is God, peace, love, and joy. And this extends beyond us, and because of the law of magnetic attraction, the law of release and receive, the law of cause and effect returns to us multiplied, fulfilled, never void. Even now we are successful. Even now we are prosperous. Even now we are abundant, optimistic, well and healthy on all levels. And we give thanks for this day. We are in high gratitude for this knowing and this being. We let it be so now and unto forevermore. And so it is, and so it is. Amen, amen, amen. We take a sacred breath in, releasing this sound. And even though in a moment we're going to open our eyes very slowly and turn our attention to the physical illusionary world once again, we will retain and maintain a knowing of this transformation, prosperity, and abundance that is ours now, even now in the mind of God, the mind of the universe, and unto forevermore. So slowly, very gently, we begin to open up our eyes and turn our attention to the physical, illusionary world. Oh, life is good. Let's take that breath in one more time. Releasing the sound. Feel it. Be it. There we are. It's good, is it not?
Yes, it is.
We all became one in that on some level or another. The listeners, the caller-inners, people on the other side of the world. We were in that wonderful God flow, and it was good.
Oh, it's good. And I don't know about other people. I know I was in the flow right then, and it just felt so good. Oh, thank you, Dr. Leike. That was nice. Very nice. So, and this is what you do. This is what you do, don't you?
I'm so grateful that I can and that I do.
So, you mentioned earlier you had a radio show and television show, and
I can't wait to get you back on. We tried to do the web TV show, and then something was up with the. With a webcam or something. Sometimes I'm technologically challenged, but yes, I'm on Blog Talk Radio, the very same internet radio show or station, rather, that people are listening to right now. Every Friday, 12:30 p.m. Pacific. That's also 2:30 Central and 3:30 Eastern Time, The Science of the Soul. And every show we do like a little meditation like this, the first 4 or 5 minutes every day. If you go to my website, www.michaelleike.com, and click on the daily meditative moment page, you'll listen to the latest ones, and there's archives of other ones as well. So you'll have a bit of an attunement, a rejuvenation like we did right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the web TV one, the latest episode, again, you can access that through my website or on Facebook. The latest one features Sarah LaFay. She calls herself a modern-day mystic. She's one of our most popular guests. She does tarot readings, among many other things. She's also a clinical hypnotherapist. And you know why we do this?
No. Why?
For love. We do this to give.
That is so simple.
You know, and it's true.
Love.
You betcha, because that's everything. And I hope our listeners look in the mirror every day. This is actually a Louise Hay exercise. Look in the mirror. Look right into your eyes, your heart and soul. They say the eyes are the windows to the soul. And say and feel how much you love yourself. Say, my goodness, Dr. Ann, Dr. Michael, whoever it is, I love you so much. I know who you really are. And go into that energy of gratitude. And I guarantee you it's a thing. It takes like seconds to do, but it's so transformative. And as soon as you feel that abundance of who you really are, who we all really are, wow, it comes back multiplied. It's just an amazing process.
Yes, yes. And that process, I always lead back to what this whole radio program is about.
Mm-hmm.
And is the joy of wealthy living, or we can substitute joy for the love of wealthy living, because if you are in tune with oneself, there is no reason why you cannot have a wealthy lifestyle, or there is no reason why you cannot feel the energy of wealth flowing through every cell of your body at any given time or any given place that you are. When you are looking in the mirror and you are looking at yourself in the mirror, as you so nicely put it, you are seeing the face of God.
You bet. You bet. We're made in the physical, spiritual likeness of God. Who we are is pure beauty.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you mentioned the science of the soul. Can you just tell us a few sentences before we go about what is the science of the soul?
I'm glad you asked, Doctor. It's a term, actually, that came to me in meditation. I'd intended to write another book last year, and I thought, and I'd already started writing four books, and they all seemed so separate energetically last year. And I thought, what's going on? And I was thinking from a marketing perspective, because that's also my background for 30 years is advertising and marketing, and which markets
right.
to appeal to. And then speaking to my wife, Sue, about this, and I said, you know what? I think I'm tripping myself up by making the clog and not staying in the divine flow or being in alignment with heaven, as I sometimes call it. So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to let things flow. And I relaxed about it because I want to write in a joyous manner. It's a creative, it's a sacred process. Don't want to stress about it. Took the breath, relaxed for a moment or 10, and then the term, the science of the soul, came to me because really this whole thing, the mystical meditation, the scientific or affirmative prayer, there's specific steps to doing that. It's not sort of an airy, fairy, new age thing. It's been time proven over eons and eons of time that if A, you get into the energy of gratitude and appreciation, and then B, you think of what you're grateful for. C, there's all these steps of seeing, feeling, getting into believing and conviction, and then planting these positive statements in your mind during self-hypnotic or meditative state. It becomes a reality because then your vibration, your energy starts to resonate to whatever affirmative prayer or positive thoughts and ideas you're giving yourself. So it's a science. It's not trial and error. It's been proven. Phineas Parker's Quimby, who is often referred to, and you can all Google him, P.P. Quimby, Q-U-I-M-B-Y, is regarded as the father of new thought. He has hundreds and hundreds of documented cases where his mind treatments, he called them mind treatments initially. We call them affirmative or scientific prayer.
And how many hundreds of years has that been now?
Oh, long. Well, he was around in the 1850s, towards the end of the 1800s. But all of these hundreds of documented proof, and then before Quimby and since Quimby, it's evolved so much, it's just proof. So science is a theory that after clinical study, if it's proven, then it's a fact. And that's why I like calling this evolution of our soul, which really we don't have a lot of control over because God is always working the universe. God is for us, not against us, and always working through us as us. So we can't stop it anyway. We might as well just take the breath and feel the infinite realm of possibilities that are happening regardless of where we are in our life. And there is just an evolution happening, whether in the short term we're witnessing it or not. If we look over a couple of years, 10, 20 years of our life, we'll see how negative or positive things were perfectly linked. There was a reason for everything. There was absolutely no misfiring or misjudging. It was source. It was this intelligent power, God, himself or herself, their self, I like to say sometimes, always at work. The writer of our life is there, and it is a book, a life of wealth, prosperity, and abundance.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what are you working on another book or anything that you are planning for the near future or far future? Or
well, of course, every day, part of my regular life, part of my work life is, and I hesitate to call it work because really it is a joy. I'm so grateful. I've been blessed to always have a career of who I am, an extension of who I am, and share that with people. But currently, I see people, I do private sessions, I Skype now our metaphysical or spiritual treatments and sessions. What I'm embarking on actually, my goodness, this upcoming weekend is a mini tour. I call it the Soul Signs Tour. It's essentially a book signing tour. I'm going back to a wonderful place in Canada, in the middle of the country of Canada, called Winnipeg, where I lived for 13 years.
Oh, wow.
And it's been 18 years since I've been back, and I'm so blessed. They actually remember me. And many do. I used to have a TV show. I was a children's entertainer as well. I have quite an odd, diversified background, I suppose. But what a blessing that's going to be at a couple of bookstores, book signings next week, and a few actually, believe it or not, where I'm living, which is the west coast of Canada. It's called Vancouver. I know there's a Vancouver in the U.S. just south of where we are.
Yes,
this is
in
Vancouver,
Washington.
Canada. And, I'm just so blessed to be doing this. If I had my druthers, I'd also be physically, consciously writing the 2-3 other books I have in mind, but I have to pace myself. There's just so much to give. The radio shows, the web TV shows, always doing that just to give.
Just to give. And it goes back to that four-letter word that you mentioned. Why do you do this? Because of love.
You betcha. The L word, the L-O-V, it is the all. It is God. Another word for God, amongst many others, is love.
That's right. Absolutely.
You know, we must love ourselves and hopefully love each other and unconditionally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you, we're almost ending, coming to our end time, and we have a couple more minutes, but is there one thing that you would like to leave with our listening audience today? What is it that one thing, I mean, you said, I mean, a whole lot today. But it's all good. It's all good.
I would. This kind of popped into my head a few minutes ago. I'm so glad you asked. God is for us. Life is with us, not against us. And that's almost like a physics thing. Everything is always expanding. Scientists have measured, they're seeing, even now, they've seen for a long time, the universe is expanding. We're one and part and parcel of the universe, therefore we're expanding. We can't stop this expansion, which is really God. They can't even explain why the universe is expanding. They're saying, oh, there's dark matter. There's something there that's making the universe expand. I'm not sure that science will ever necessarily measure God or define God in facts and figures, but they're getting close to knowing that everything is expanding. And if we know that God, creativity, higher intelligence, wisdom, joy, prosperity, and abundance is always working through us, why stop it? Let's allow it. The past doesn't matter. It no longer exists anymore. Future really doesn't exist. How we're feeling, living, loving, breathing now will determine how we are up the road and how the world is, because we're one with everything. Let's dance. Let's be joyous. Let's love ourselves and others unconditionally, no matter what our human mind or human eyes kind of try to fool us about. Because the truth is, the beauty of that tree, whatever you find most beautiful in this life infinitely, it's us also. It's a reflection. Life is a miracle. Life is love. Let's live it and share it and be it, and let's lighten up.
Ooh. Thank you, Dr. Leike, with that. And once more, how can our listening audience get in contact with you?
Well, one of my favorite ways, because I'm playful and this is kind of a light way, find me on Facebook. Look up Dr. Michael Leike, because like I also have about a half a dozen other Facebook pages. But look me up. If you liked the show, I'm sure you love Dr. Anne, that goes without saying. Look us up on Facebook, first of all. If you're kind of wanting some kind of session, check out the website, www.michaellikey.com, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-L-I-K-E-Y, all one word, .com, and then you'll see all these things. There's a lot of free gifts I've put on that website for people, too, the meditations and all that. Just enjoy that. Just go there and enjoy that. If you want to contact me, there's a way to on my website as well. And buy the book. I'm not doing this for the money, believe you me, because authors do not make money no matter how quote-unquote successful they are.
I know.
The book is to enhance the quality of your life, and there's stuff there for everybody, beginner or seasoned spiritualist. So it's all
and,
there.
And what's the name of the book again?
The book is The Science of the Soul. It's available on Amazon.com, on BarnesandNoble.com. Just Google it, The Science of the Soul, and with my name, because apparently there's other titles of the same name. And you should find it. You can also reach it through my website as well.
Well, I appreciate you being on, as you say, my inaugural radio program.
Thank you. It's such a blessing to have to be a part of that.
And I feel the same way with you too. And I look forward to the day that I appear on your radio program again.
Very soon again, hopefully, if you'll do it.
I will. And ladies and gentlemen out there, thank you for being with me on my very first show here on the Law of Attraction radio program. And I will see you next week. Bye. And remember, using the words of Dr. Ilaike, the joy of wealthy living is...
Thank you for tuning into the Joy of Wealthy Living radio program with Dr. Ann Williamson. If you'd like to contact Dr. Ann, go to her website, www.myjoyenterprise.com, or email her at drann@myjoyenterprise.com. We'll see you back here next week.